This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, I'm People, the great new album from alt country band His Golden Messenger. Then a look at Neil Young's feisty protest album Living with War, 20 years after its first release. Here's my favourite pre-release single from HGM.
That's how it ends.
Welcome to episode 237 of A Sonic Youth. Opening up was His Golden Messenger, with In the Middle of It, still my favourite new song of the year. That was the first taste we received in single form of his newly released album I'm People. Here's another taste of a favourite song. This is the back porch burner Shaky Eyes.
Last night everybody loved me, and nothing hurt too much. Michael's getting hooked on the stud. Nobody's been to the bottom, but baby, have you heard? Let me be the one with the shovel. Let me do my worst. I'll trade it in my western sky for a pair of shaky eyes. forgotten cake. I'm still dancing like in the middle of the room. Jesus Christ, won't you give me an answer? Whatever you're thinking, I already know you got nothing to match my nothing. Gotta be some kind of reason. Crusaded children gone by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need me. Whenever you need me. I traded hell my western sky. Fair shaky eyes. Gotta be some kind of reason. Crusaded children gone by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need me. I traded hell my western sky. Some kind of reason. Crusaded children gone by. Don't everybody cry. I'll come running whenever you need me.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was His Golden Messenger and Shaky Eyes. HGM is headed by Michael M.C. Taylor, who, along with ex-member Scott Hirsch, formed the group in Durham, North Carolina in 2007. MC Taylor and Hirsch first began playing together in the hardcore punk band Ex Ignota. He returned to the influences of the Byrds and Buffalo Springfield, however, in His Golden Messenger. The Golden Messenger project followed on from the dissolution of Taylor and Hirsch's previous group, the California-based old country band The Court and Spark. Taylor was raised in Southern California and was inspired to play guitar by his dad, who was in the pop band The Settlers. Taylor also has a history as an academic and college lecturer with a specialization in folklore. He has a definite Southern charm to his lyric writing. A lot of his stuff reminds me of Israel Nash Gripke. His Golden Messenger's 2009 debut album, Country High East Cosin, was released on Taylor's own label. 2014's Lateness of Dances was my favorite HGM album before this one, and their first on North Carolina record label Merge. They've gone on to release a dozen studio records, and have garnered a strong following in the modern indie folk and Americana scenes. This new record, I'm People, is, to me, peak His Golden Messenger. It's full of sunny indie rock with a strong dose of country and Americana. There is an element too, although not as developed, of the sonic landscapes painted by the likes of Israel Nash within that Americana sound. The lyrics are both centered in the places and the history of America, and have a focus on the country's current troubles. The album was recorded near Woodstock, in the epic church-turned recording studio Dreamland, where the likes of Nick Cave, Dinosaur Jr., Kurt Vile, Bad Brains, The Breeders, and the B-52s have all also recorded. It was co-produced by Josh Kaufman, notable producer who has worked with a wide range of artists, ranging from the Hold Steady to Taylor Swift. Here's my two favourite new songs from the album back to back. It's Last Orders and Spirit Cat.
Halcyon days filled with majestic light. It was the summer I felt alive. Out in the radar fields, electric rain played in living rooms. It was the summer I felt alive. We were free. Sons and daughters. How can it be? Last time. Song forever. It was the summer I felt alive. Times were tight, just like we asked for. We were free. Sons and daughters. Get down on me.
is A Sonic Youth, and that was new music from His Golden Messenger's I'm People. You heard Last Orders, followed by Spirit Cat. Finally, this week, what is your favourite Neil Young album? Rust Never Sleeps is the obvious one. That's number two for me. Harvest is great, but not enough Crazy Horse. On the Beach is a good shout, as is the almighty 1990 return to form that is Ragged Glory. 2012 Psychedelic Pill is epic too. That's my third favourite. But my favourite Neil Young album is one of his most divisive, the now 20-year-old protest album Living With War. One of the key tenets of a great protest song, or in this case an album, is often that it remains relevant decades after its first release. And sadly, this one sure is. Living With War was Neil's feisty response to elements of the Bush Jr. government and its war on terror. More on that soon, but first, the slightly tangential album opener. In After the Garden, Neil makes sure to lay out his ever-present concern with the health of Mother Nature, backed up with one of my favourite ever guitar leads. The Garden. Young, of course, has always been a protest musician, writing some of the greatest ever protest songs in Southern Man and Ohio and Alabama. Living With War started with Neil seeing the front page of a USA Today issue documenting a surgery room on an airplane flying seriously wounded US soldiers from Iraq to Germany. He later said that the vivid picture and the headline which skirted around mentioning the death and destruction depicted sparked the record. Quote, "For some reason, that was what did it to me. I went upstairs after that. I wrote the song Families. I started writing another song, Restless Consumer. I started writing all these songs all at once. I had like four songs going at once." Neil called the album's sound metal folk protest music. Ultimately, it was an anti-war album with strong anti-Bush themes. This was typically interpreted by many Americans as being anti-American. It's as if they believe that saying young American men and women shouldn't die, and what I can confidently say as a scholar of public law, was an illegal war in Iraq, was somehow anti-American. Young at no point in the album disrespects these brave soldiers. He instead presents the truth as it is, and scolds the government's over-eagerness to instigate the scourge of war. The most enduring song from the record, and the one that is most directly relevant today, is Let's Impeach the President. Like Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, this is far from Young's best song musically. It is lyrically strong though, inserting carefully selected Bush quotes after scathing denouncements of him and his government. One of my favourite things on all of YouTube is the footage of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young playing this for a southern audience. The song starts with that horn intro, before the band launches into the lyrics, which are presented on a projector screen behind them. As you can imagine, they're met with equal doses of cheering and booing, with many walking out. Their exit interviews are hilarious, too stupid to get it. Seeing us off, here's Neil Young and Let's Impeach the President.
Ah!
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.